According to the Sentencing Project, the national incarceration rate for women is 65 out of 100,000. But Oklahoma has a female incarceration rate more than double that. In Oklahoma, 151 women out of every 100,000 go to prison. That rate has doubled since 1990, and it's a big issue in Oklahoma. It's led to calls for reform from the state's Republican governor. But behind it all is a criminal justice culture where attitudes about women committing crimes mean get tough policies that jail more women in that state than anywhere else. Allison Herrera is a reporter for PRI who examined female incarceration in Oklahoma in partnership with Reveal, and she found it's an issue that goes back decades.
Oklahoma has held the dubious honor of having the number one female incarceration rate for the last 25 years, and that's according to the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics. So Reveal and my co-reporter on this piece, Ziva Brandstetter, and I obtained the Department of Corrections data going back for 25 years to look at some of the reasons why women are being incarcerated at a high rate. And the number one reason is drug possession. Women are being locked up for drug crimes that in other states, they have chosen to reduce and lower those sentences, but Oklahoma has not done that.
So what is it about Oklahoma or the legislators there or the justice system that views drug possession by women as worse than in other states?
There's several reasons. State legislators don't want to be seen as being soft on crime. The district attorney in Stevens County, which is a mostly rural county where Robin Allen, one of the women that we talked with for this story that we wrote, they pride themselves on having a very lock 'em up attitude when it comes to criminal justice.
Well, you mentioned Robin Allen, who was sentenced to 20 years for trafficking meth in Oklahoma. Let's hear from her.
I remember Mr. Pat, he used to be the officer that used to work A&R, and he said, Alan, he said, who did you make mad? And I said, what do you mean? He said, you have 20 years trafficking. He said, but these other two girls that are in here, one got 4 years, one got 5 years. They had a lot more methamphetamine than I did. They had a lot more drugs than I did.
Why was Robin Allen's sentence so harsh?
Well, in the data that we analyzed, Stevens County ranks third in sending women to prison for drug trafficking. Now, drug trafficking is she had 20 grams of methamphetamine, and that's just the right amount to be sentenced for that crime, which carries a heavy sentence. But she took what's called a blind plea, and the prosecutor actually recommended that she get 30 years. Then she argued it down to 20 years. I think it goes back to what we were just talking about earlier, that district attorneys are very powerful and they rely on this kind of lock 'em up attitude. They want to be able to keep their community safe.
Well, Allison Herrera, Oklahoma isn't the only state in America that has harsh attitudes about drugs. And certainly district attorneys in Oklahoma aren't alone in being under pressure from their constituents to lock people up. But you spoke to some experts about what might be going on in the state. Here's Susan Sharp, a retired sociology professor and expert on female incarceration at the University of Oklahoma.
I think the general population of the state feels that a woman, and particularly a woman who has children who uses drugs, violates all the norms in a way that they find unacceptable, and they would rather see those children grow up in foster care than to be with a mother who had a drug problem.
Yeah, Susan Sharp basically said, you know, poor women like Robin Allen and poor mothers in Oklahoma's rural areas, they're more likely to draw the wrath of judges and prosecutors. Wealthier women can afford private attorneys and they can get shorter sentences. But, you know, she spoke to the attitude that the state has towards women and that mothers are supposed to be caretakers of the children, and how dare they have a drug problem or, you know, sell drugs. And oftentimes, some of these women, like in Robin's case, are doing it to make money, to be able to support their family. And while not ideal, sometimes that's the only choice that they have. And I just want to be clear about one thing. It's not just one woman that's affected by incarceration. It's generations of Oklahomans that are affected by incarceration. So these women, they have children that were, you know, obviously affected by them going to prison. And oftentimes these mothers are the only one advocating or caretaking for their children. And when they go to prison, they're either left with family members, a father who could be on his way to prison himself, or in the state's foster care system. And what we've seen is then it's like the cycle repeats. Those young kids could be headed to prison themselves.
Does anyone in a position of power in the state of Oklahoma acknowledge that there's a major disparity here and that there might be a problem in Oklahoma, or are they more or less happy with the numbers they have?
No, people are very unhappy with this number. Governor Mary Fallon has recently warmed to criminal justice reform. The state passed two recent reforms, State Question 780, which would make simple possession of drugs and certain property crimes misdemeanors. The director of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, Joe Alba, he's a Republican, but he has acknowledged the state needs to do something different.
Judges say, you know, you've been before me five times, Susie Jones, and there won't be a sixth time. I'm going to send you to prison so you can get some help. Practically, there is no help in prison. And there just is the belief that we ought to lock them up, throw away the key. And it doesn't work.
Well, Allison Herrera, it does sound like some powerful voices in Oklahoma are moving toward reform.
There are. But then there are some very vocal opponents against reform. Just last week, the Department of Corrections put out a press release saying that they were going to implement this community supervision program that would allow anybody within 18 months of their sentence to be released. But as soon as that press release came out, Representative Scott Biggs, one of the counties he represents is Stevens County, where Robin Allen is from, said that that was very reckless and that the Department of Corrections was putting citizens in harm's way. So while there are people that are definitely acknowledging the problem and saying we have to do something, there are people that don't agree with that. And they also have a very powerful voice in the legislature.
Oklahoma leads the way in incarcerating women much more than any other state. Allison Herrera is with PRI and has been reporting on those numbers in Oklahoma with Reveal. Allison Herrera, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.